Part 5, AGC, Analyzing Data.
Rob, I would like to have you illustrate how we use the accessible graphing calculator in analyzing the data from an experiment. And we'll make up a fictitious experiment with fictitious data, and to illustrate how a blind youngster in a science class, for example, could use the accessible graphing calculator to do his or her own data analysis. And I know that you have currently in your computer a data set of 250 points, and the values connected to those 250 points are in the negative range. So let's just say that our fictitious blind student has taken the temperature of the Antarctic each day for 250 days and then did a data analysis of the data that emanated from that experiment. Would you illustrate how you would handle that using the calculator?
Sure. So first thing I'm going to do is actually bring in that data set. I'm still working on that parabola we had earlier. So I'm just going to go to the File menu.
Import data set.
Import data set is the top of my file menu, so I'll hit Enter.
File name, point dat.
And right now it's looking for .dat files. I can also have it look for all files. Really, all I need for data is a delimited text file. So luckily this is pointing in the right directory.
Direct file list, example 3-1.bat.
So that's my example file we were talking about earlier. Just hit Enter, and it brings it in and automatically plots it. Sighted folks will notice that right in the expression box it's saying file colon example 3-1.dat. That's my file name. My focus starts out in the data table. So if I hit Tab, and also it plotted it, so I have what looks, you know, like a scatter plot with a line through it of all that data.
Button. Press for statistical description of data set.
So I just hit Tab to go to the statistical description of data set button.
Text box. Data set 1 statistics. Number of points. 250.
So I'm gonna go ahead and stop the voice, but what that's doing is reading this text box of all the statistical analysis. Mm-hmm. That just kind of takes the place on the screen of the data table. Okay, I can just toggle between the two of them. So I can cursor through here, you know, I have all the values of my regression. It tells me I'm using linear, R value, A value, B value, sum of X values, mean, standard deviation, etc. And I can just cursor all the way through
standard
here.
Standard deviation, 14.6494927.
Okay. So if I hit Tab once more.
Regression mode, linear, y equals a plus bx.
Great, so I can tell it what regression mode I want, and in this drop box there is a long list, exponential, logarithmic, power, etc. So I could switch that. You know, let's look at a exponential regression.
Exponential, y equals a x bx.
So I'm gonna go ahead and, again, quiet that down, but I could do several types of regression, and this is a text box, so I can copy and paste this out for my homework. So if my teacher wanted me to turn in, let's say, a printout of all of my data and then the statistical analysis, mm-hmm. I would just print the scatter plot off, and then I would copy and paste this data into some, you know, a WordPad or something, and print it off, and then, in fact, I could even braille it from there if I wanted to.
Good. Excellent. How could you illustrate or tell us how you would show the different variations of how you could display that data?
Right. So as far as plotting it, I'm going to go to the plot page, and that is
calculator. O-N-P. So plot data set one.
So here I can just tab down to mode.
Expect number one auto draw data points. Checked.
So right now it's doing points and line. And my choices are points, line, and error bars, and I can have any of those options activated or deactivated. So for example, let's say I wanted just my points without a line through them.
Draw line through data, checked.
So I just cursored over to that, uncheck it, and now that beep tells me that my data was replotted, and on the screen I can see just a bunch of points without a line through them.
And that you could send to the Tiger and have it embossed so that that would be accessible to a blind youngster.
Exactly. So I could kind of, you know, I could feel where the clusters of my data are, you know, any outlying points and that kind of a thing. Error bars are nice, maybe not necessarily for this
draw
experiment.
Error bars. Clear.
But that kind of, again, it shows kind of the variability of my data or how it's kind of changing.
Or you can also plot that with a line through it.
Exactly, sure. So I could also have kind of a, not necessarily a best fit line, but literally a line connecting all the points. So it gives you, again, kind of a feel for how your data is behaving physically. And then, yeah, just like everything else we've been plotting today, file print will just create a tactile version, or file print to the tiger creates a tactile version of whatever is in my plot window.
Okay. Could you send one of those versions to the tiger?
Sure.
Would you illustrate what you're doing there?
Yeah, just like before, I just hit Control P to go to my printer, and now it's already looking to the Tiger Max, and it remembered all of my settings, so it's using that Braille 29 font, so I'm getting computer Braille labels, and my title is, by default, by the way, the title is the expression. So right now it's saying file full colon example 3-1.dat, and in data style, because when I plotted it, I wanted line and data points, it's giving me that. I could do just points or just line, either way. So anyway, it's set the way we want it. I hit print.
Draw line through data. Clear.
The Tiger Max creates the tactile bar graph.